The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Here we go again. This is an awful story. The suicide, soldier suicides, Adam.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of reports. There are charities who look into this all the time, but the Ministry of Defence in London is going to analyse specifically suicide rates among veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts. Mm. And they're not good stats, basically. Mental health problems have surged in the forces here in the last 10 years. Post-traumatic stress disorder in particular, it affects something like 1 in 10 of recent army vets. And in fact, there was a report out today in our Sunday Times that said that 42 serving or former soldiers have taken their own lives
terrible.
This year alone.
Terrible.
They need to have a look into it, don't they? Absolutely.
Terrible. Terrible. This bloke Khashoggi, I'm not thinking he was up to too much. Go on.
Yeah, but the mystery of his death is interesting, isn't it, today, the kind of shift that we've had. So we've had the UK signing a sort of declaration of condemnation, basically, along with France and Germany, so a bit of European Union going on there, basically saying, you know, this is not good enough. The Saudi explanation that he was killed in a fist fight inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and indeed the Saudi Prime Minister saying Jamal Khashoggi's death was a huge mistake, it was done by a rogue element, and the cover-up is unacceptable. So those three acknowledgements are really a big deal.
Oh, yeah. They got rid of him.
As we know, I mean, Saudi Arabia is a major puncher in terms of investment and oil and arms and other things, and nobody quite knew where to go with it, and that might still be the case.
That's it. They got rid of him. Simple story. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.